Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar ends this evening. Polling to be held on Tuesday in 122 constituencies in 20 districts. Over 1,300 candidates in fray. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development, inaugurates and lays foundation stone for development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees in Dehradun. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart João Lourenço in Luanda. Both countries sign MOUs in the field of marines and consular matters. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. And in shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala creates history by winning silver at ISSF World Championships in men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo. Campaigning for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections came to an end this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. The political fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 female candidates, will be decided by more than 3.70 crore electorates in this phase of voting. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Our correspondent reports on the last day of campaigning today, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in support of their party candidates. Here's more in this report.
From the NDA side, senior BJP leaders Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and Shivraj Singh Chauhan held several election rallies. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also held multiple rallies in different poll-bound constituencies. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended public meetings in support of Mahagathbandhan candidates, whereas RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav also undertook whirlwind tours addressing several public meetings in support of alliance candidates. Throughout the campaign, NDA allies tried to corner the opposition on law and order issue and previous track record of RJD Congress-led governments. On the other hand, leaders of Mahagathbandhan raised the issues of unemployment, migration and development. In the second phase of Bihar Assembly elections, political fortune of 12 ministers of Nitish Kumar-led government will be decided. The counting of votes for all 243 assembly segments of the state will take place on 14th of this month. With Dharmendra Rai, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Patna.
Campaigning has also ended for by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies, which will be held on Tuesday. These constituencies are Badgaon and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Gadsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dumba in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November, along with Bihar assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Silver Jubilee celebration of formation of Uttarakhand in Dehradun today. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,140 crore rupees. The projects are related to key sectors such as drinking water, irrigation, technical education, energy, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, the Prime Minister also transferred financial assistance of over 62 crore rupees directly into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said that November 9th is the result of the long struggle and perseverance of the people of Uttarakhand.
9 नवंबर का यह दिन एक लंबी तपस्या का फल है आज का दिन हम सभी को गर्व का एहसास करा रहा है और अब बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था
Prime Minister said the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development. He said that local products of Uttarakhand are aligning with the Vocal for Local campaign and 15 agricultural products from the state have received GI tags. Emphasizing the potential of the state as a film and wedding destination, Mr. Modi said that Uttarakhand's new film policy has made shooting easier in the state and it is also rapidly emerging as a wedding destination.
वेडिंग डेस्टिनेशन के रूप में भी उत्तराखंड लोकप्रिय हो रहा है और मेरा तो अभियान चल रहा है वेड इन इंडिया वेड इन इंडिया के लिए उत्तराखंड को अपने यहाँ उसी आलिशान स्तर की सुविधाएं विकसित करनी चाहिए और इसके लिए 5-7 बड़ी डेस्टिनेशन को तय करके उन्हें विकसित किया जा सकता है.
President Draupadi Murmu today held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in the areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA.
हम विभिन्न द्विपक्षीय क्षेत्र में तथा इंडिया अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के व्यापक संदर्भ में अपने सहयोग को गहन बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करना जारी रखेंगे. हमने फिशरीज एक्वाकल्चर और मेराइन रिसोर्सेस तथा कंसुलर मामले में सहयोग के लिए 2 MOUs भी संपन्न किए तथा एयर सर्विसेस अग्रीमेंट को आगे बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया.
President Murmu reiterated India's commitment to being a reliable partner in Angola's development journey bilaterally as well as in the broader framework of India-Africa Forum Summit.
डिफेंस प्रोक्योरमेंट के लिए क्रेडिट लाइन के अलावा कृषि ट्रेडिशनल मेडिसिन और आयुर्वेद तथा सांस्कृतिक सहयोग कार्यक्रम के क्षेत्र में 3 MOUs पर हस्ताक्षर किया गया है. भारत और अंगोला की साझेदारी आपसी विश्वास परस्पर सम्मान और हमारे लोगों के समृद्धि भविष्य की साझा दृष्टि पर आधारित है. हम द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी को बढ़ाने और क्षेत्रीय व वैश्विक मामले में विचारों के आदान प्रदान के लिए निकट सहयोग कर रहे हैं.
The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen the cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies. Angolan President João Lourenço mentioned that 2 high-level visits between Angola and India within just 6 months shows how both countries value their growing relationship. President Lourenço had visited New Delhi in May this year. He identified that collaboration with India in health, aerospace and defense sectors could be highly beneficial to Angola. Our correspondent covering the visit has more on this.
President of Angola said that he is particularly interested in collaboration with India in the health sector. He praised the quality of Indian doctors and expressed a wish to train more Angolan students at the graduate and postgraduate level. President Lourenço singled out the case of cancer, saying that Angolans still have to travel abroad for treatment. He added that the new oncology hospital in Angola could benefit from India's equipment and training. On aerospace, he noted that India has advanced science in this field and that Angola would like to work closely on this. He also acknowledged India's advances in the field of defense systems, including drones, and expressed willingness to work with India, not just by importing equipment, but also by bringing Indian factories to Angolan territory. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Angola.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called upon the graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students of JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysuru today. Quoting the Bhagavad Gita, he said, "It is our duty to perform without thinking about rewards." He asked students to use the knowledge gained in college and concentrate on their goals. Never take success or failures the hearts, but with single-minded dedication to perform better each time with a happy heart. The Prime Minister's office today shared a news article revealing that the centre earned around 800 crore rupees from selling scrap last month. According to the article, the government earned the significant amount by selling scrap during its cleanliness drive last month. The news article also said that the total government earnings from selling scrap since the annual campaign began in 2021 has reached to nearly 4,100 crore rupees. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the food sector is helping citizens. Here's a report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has made the essential food items more affordable for households. The step is proving to be a major shift in the food processing value chain. According to the revised tax structure, the GST rates on staple items like paratha, bread, roti, paneer, ultra-high temperature or UHT milk has been completely made tax-free. Similarly, items like butter, ghee, condensed milk and jams now attract only 5% GST, boosting the demand of these products in the middle-income families. In addition, tax rate on plant-based milk drinks, chocolate, cocoa and bakery products have been reduced from 18% to 5%. The rationalization has encouraged demand of these products in semi-urban and rural areas while boosting production in MSMEs and food processing industry. Drishti Punyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian naval ship INS Sahyadri is at Guam in the Northern Pacific to participate in the multilateral exercise Malabar 2025. The Defence Ministry said the participation of INS Sahyadri in Exercise Malabar reaffirms India's enduring partnership and its commitment to strengthening coordination, enhancing interoperability and demonstrating a collective resolve to safeguard regional security. INS Sahyadri is a guided missile stealth frigate which is indigenously designed and constructed. The ship has participated in several bilateral and multilateral exercises as well as operational deployments. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Similar weather conditions will persist over East Rajasthan today. Minimum temperature is expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Mahe today. The air quality in Delhi NCR fell into the very poor category today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 370 at 4 p.m. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed Graded Response Action Plan GRAP 2 restrictions in the National Capital Region. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate, 201 and 300 poor, and 301 and 400 very poor. An AQI between 401 and 450 is considered severe. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a world championship medal at an Olympic event. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar ends this evening. Polling to be held on Tuesday in 122 constituencies in 20 districts. Over 1,300 candidates in fray. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development, inaugurates and lays foundation stone for development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees in Dehradun. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart João Lourenço in Luanda. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. And that's all we have for the news at 9. Good night.